July 14, 1935. Certainty of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Mighty wine to purify the generations. The Queen of Heaven, placed at the head of this kingdom. My mind is always back into the interminable sea of the divine volition, which, in murmuring, smiles with love to the creature and wants her smiles of love. It does not want for her to remain behind and not give it tit for tat. Not doing what the divine will does while one lives in it is almost impossible. But who can say what the creature feels in this divine sea? The purity of its kisses, its chaste embraces which infuse in her celestial peace, divine life, and such fortitude as to conquer God Himself. Oh! How I would love for everyone to experience it, to come to live in the sea. Surely they would never again get out of it. But while I was thinking this, I said to myself, but who knows who will see this kingdom of the divine fiat when it comes? Oh! How difficult it seems! And my beloved Jesus, making me his short little visit, told me, my daughter, yet it will come. You measure what is human, this at times that enwrap the present generations, and this is why it seems difficult to you. But the Supreme Being holds the divine measures, which are so extensive that what seems impossible to the human is easy for us. We need to do nothing but a mighty wind, which will be so strong that they will let themselves be carried away by the currents of the wind, which will purify the sickly air of the human will. It will make a heap of all the sad things of these times, and will disperse them like dust swept by a mighty wind. Our wind will be so strong, mighty and operative, that it will not be easy to resist it. More so, since its waves will be crammed with graces, with light, with love, which will drown the human generations. And they will feel transformed. How many times a strong wind sweeps away entire cities and transports people, trees, soil and water to other places, and perhaps far away, without their being able to oppose it? Much more so will our divine wind do, wanted, decreed by us, with our creative power. And besides, there is the Queen of Heaven, who with her empire prays continuously for the coming of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. And when have we ever denied anything to her? Her prayers are mighty winds for us, which we cannot resist. And the very strength of our will that she possesses is for us empire, command. She has all the right to impetrate it, because she possessed it on earth and she possesses it in heaven. Hence, as possessor, she can give what is hers. So much so, that this kingdom will be called the kingdom of the celestial empress. She will act as queen amid her children on earth. She will place at their disposal her seas of graces, of sanctity, of power. She will put to flight all the enemies. She will raise her children on her lap, she will hide them within her light, covering them with her love, nourishing them with her own hands, with the food of the divine will. What will this mother and queen not do in the midst of this kingdom, her children and her people? She will give unheard of graces, surprises never before seen, miracles that will shake heaven and earth. We will give her all the free field, that she may form for us the kingdom of our will upon earth. She will be the guide, the true model, and it will also be the kingdom of the celestial sovereign queen. Therefore, you too, pray together with her, and in due time you will obtain the intent. Fiat.